From deep inside the Death Star here in Microsoft's lovely Building 25, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Paul Long.
And Paul is here visiting us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's right.
Well, welcome to Defrag Tools.
Thank you.
We started last week talking about Message Analyzer, which is one of our newer tools, which replaces an older one called Network Monitor.
That's right.
And I think we this week wanted to kind of get into a little bit of a demo of using it.
Yeah, sure. So what I want to show is how we analyze HTTP traffic. It's a pretty common task. So the first thing I'm going to do is open up a saved file. And I want to mention that we have our own native format. And I don't know if you noticed there, but it opened up lightning quick. Mm. So one of the hard things, or one of the difficult things with opening up a trace is it takes a long time to parse.
Right.
And you have to parse all that data. So what we do is we save, when you save the file, we save all the parsing within the format so that it loads up wicked fast.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Great.
So I have an HTTP trace open. So the first thing I'm going to show you is this idea of visualizations. And the idea behind this is that you can visualize a problem, find it in a picture, and then zoom into the issue. Because you know humans are better at looking at visual things than looking at a bunch of linear textual data.
Absolutely.
So we have this idea of visualizations. And some of them we built in here are this charting idea. And we have this dashboard called the protocol dashboard. This just gives you a visual view of all the protocols used in this trace. It's very simple to look at. You don't have to look at the data. And you can get an idea of what's interesting in this particular trace.
I kind of see it moving there. That's as it's parsing.
Yes, as it's parsing. You can do this in a live case as well. Like it'll actually show as the data is coming in live. So if you want to do something interesting, like understand, I don't know, a live scenario, you could do that as well. Mm-hmm. So in the top instance, I have three different panels. One's just a list of all the protocols and the number of messages mm-hmm. that fall within them, and then a bar chart and a pie chart, which summarizes the same data. And then finally, at the bottom, is just a graph over time of the various traffic. Mm. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, this is not what we're going to troubleshoot, but you can see this little spike here, so maybe that's interesting to you. If you put the mouse over it, it'll show you it's ARP traffic. That's the one that spiked at that time. So that might give you some indication that there's an issue. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do, and the other thing about this, is that I can zoom in on this data. So I'm interested in HTTP traffic. Okay. I can see it here in the list. I can double-click it and now open it back in this analysis grid view with just HTTP traffic.
So it filters it down.
Exactly. So, and this is from any type of chart. You know, this is just a built-in chart, but with the new, with this new chart editing, you can actually create your own charts, which is sort of an expert task, not something everybody would want to do, mm-hmm. but something that might be interested in and is included in Message Analyzer. So I have a bunch of HTTP data, and now I want to find something out about it. So when you click on a message, the details below show you what's in that HTTP message. We have this new feature. Normally when you open up a protocol analyzer and you click on the data, you get this hex view. And so I'm going to break open for the, as we talked about yesterday, last week, we have the operation, which is split into request and response. So when I click on either one, I get this message view, which is just the binary data.
The actual data.
Right. So, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to kind of visualize what that data is? What is the payload? What does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
So we have this field data, which allows me to look at the data in the based on what I have selected in the details. So for some things like the URI, it's just the text. But for the payload, I can actually get the actual text that's in that payload. In fact, I can right-click, open it up in some default application, which would be Notepad, and then I can look at that data that was sent over the wire. So
great.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great.
So this is not limited to just text, actually. And as I go through here, you'll see different things. It remembers that my payload is selected. Mm-hmm. And I can click on different items in the text. And where it gets really interesting, so I'll go down a little ways, is that for pictures, also show up in there. And we also, the other thing that will resolve automatically is XML data. We'll show you an XML tree. So this kind of gives you a very easy way to associate data that's on the wire that the user is telling me. I see this picture of some guy, I don't know who that is, or David Bowie behind him. and we put some, this was for a demo before. And then you can say the user sees this, and I say, oh yeah, there it is. Now we're looking at the same traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a very easy way to dissect the data in a human means rather than like a machine.
Yeah, that's very cool. It shows you pictures of, that came down off the website.
Exactly.
And like that.
Yeah, so it gives you an easy way to analyze that data.
Right, right. Great. Okay. Is there anything else in here we should
Let's look at another thing. So we mentioned last week that Message Analyzer is kind of focused at looking at a high-level issue. So one of the columns that you normally see in a protocol analyzer is time delta. And we don't have that by default. You can add time delta back in by going to the column chooser, which allows you to see all the items. Ah. And then you could add in time delta. But we decided with Message Analyzer, since we're sort of looking at this new direction, that we wanted to be able to do some analysis based on this operation. And one thing we can do is look at the request and response time, which is this time elapsed column. Mm-hmm. So this tells you what the user experienced. If the user says, you know, it took 10 seconds for that page to load, well, that's what we'll see in this time elapsed column. I can sort by any column in the UI, and now I can get the large items. It sorts ascending at first, and then I can sort by descending by clicking it again and see that, all right, well, this particular operation took 5 seconds, I mean 0.5 seconds, which is an eternity in computer time.
So you could see, like, say, particular components of the website take longer to come down.
Exactly, exactly. So maybe the web developer says, you know, why is that page always taking a long time? He can now look at it. He can, you know, try to understand what this particular page is. This happens to be the main MSN page, so it's probably because it's loading all the pictures and then finally completes the last page, or maybe it's just the last one to get returned. But now you can dig in further based on this top-level analysis of performance. And this is true with anything we do operations for. It's you know, file sharing scenarios, RPC, LDAP. We can summarize this data for any operation, the time elapsed column.
All right. So that's a good point. This is not just a web tool. I mean, you can
exactly.
use this for any kind of local network, file share kind of situation.
Exactly, exactly.
Like right.
And so another column I'll just show you real quick is that, so I told you that this is kind of from the perspective of the user. Well, there's also the server perspective. So I can add something called the response time column, which tells you how long the server took to respond to it. So the difference is that the user said it took 0.5 seconds, but the server actually started responding quicker. The server response time doesn't include all the time the download that the network took to actually download the package or the web page. So it kind of gives you both perspectives, what the server saw and what the user saw.
Interesting. So you can kind of narrow that down. So if you have a page that's loading slowly, you can kind of isolate, is that just because my network is slow?
Exactly.
Or the server is just not responsive?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different ways you can use this tool. It seems like it might take a while to become an expert at it.
Yeah, and it's certainly, you know, I guess one of the goals was to try to give some higher level issue, you know, higher level analysis so that people could kind of dig in and see some issues at a high level. Maybe another one to talk about real quick is we have this diagnostic column. Mm-hmm. The diagnostic column tells you when something interesting might have happened, like, for instance, a validation issue. There was a packet that was supposed to have this format, yet it didn't adhere to the spec. And so we can expose those and bubble them up to the top. So we have this view called the diagnostic view, which lists all the various diagnostics you have. And you can see that I have, you know, a TCP retransmit, a SYN retransmit in this case. I can click on it, and then it highlights the selection in the trace. So I can go through here and see if there's anything interesting I want to dig into, and then click on it and analyze that specific data.
And so these are kind of rules that are built into the tool then?
Yeah.
Based on kind of common problems?
Yeah, so some of them are, we have different types of analysis. Some of them just are validation errors, they don't adhere to the spec. Mm-hmm. Other ones are interesting error return codes, you know, like not found or things like that. They're part of the spec. They're supposed to be returned, but they might be interesting to the user because they indicate some issue.
Indicate a problem underlying network
issue. Exactly, exactly. And like these are TCP ones that we've decided to bubble up for the user because TCP issues often indicate some sort of network issue.
Sure, that makes total sense. Great. Now, I know you also had a demonstration you wanted to do of a little bit more exotic usage of, is that the right word? Maybe a little?
So we could do...
Maybe do that in the next show or
something like that. Yeah, sure. Come back and watch next week, and we'll even show a more outside-the-box type example.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a powerful tool. You can use it in all sorts of ways.
Right.
Great. So anything else we want to cover here?
So one more thing. And I just want to kind of show this because I think from troubleshooting analysis, one thing that's different with message analyzers, we bubble things up and condense them. So what if you want to see that network level analysis? Mm-hmm. So we won't go into too much detail because it's maybe a little bit heady, but you can get a viewpoint based on a certain protocol. So, you know, the network has these different layers, the application layer, the network layer.
All
well,
right.
we enable...
OSI model.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Remember that from my MCSE studying days.
Exactly. So imagine that you can cut through that layer and show the network layer. So mm-hmm. that's what viewpoints are for. And so if I turn viewpoints on, we have some choices that are built in, but if I diagnose the TCP layer, then I get to see that TCP perspective of this traffic. I'm going to take off my filter because at that layer there is no HTTP traffic. And now when I look at this, in fact, let's just narrow it back down again, so I can type in filters just like like Netmon. Mm. And now you can see all the TCP layer traffic that made up that original response. So it gives you a view of that layer. And now if you need to go troubleshoot or retransmit, you can now see all the detail that is specific to TCP.
Oh, great. Cool. Very good. So message analyzer, learn it, love it, live it. It's great. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. As always, if you have questions or comments, put them in the show notes or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.